Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest on earth. What? On earth, peace and goodwill toward man. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Which shall be to all people. Hallelujah. You know, Satan been trying to put stuff on us. We are going to have a party this morning. He's been trying to put stuff on us. He's been trying to depress us and put off some situation to make us think that it's ours to take it and go through the gloom and the doom and the down and all the sadness and brokenness. We've been set free. There's a song we sing, and most of the time they sing it during this time of the year, but we should sing it all through the year. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let the earth do what? Let the earth receive who? Why? Because he brought joy to the world. What did he bring? Joy. He brought joy to the world. He brought joy to you and me. Hallelujah. So the angel said, don't be afraid. I'm bringing you glad tidings of great joy. Woo. Hallelujah. You say, well, I feel bad this morning. Just stay where you are. I got a money problem. Just stay where you are. Hallelujah. What you really have is a joy problem. And we're going to change that this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before Jesus showed up, people on earth was sad, broken. There was depression. There was starvation. There were crimes. There were all kinds of things going on. But Joseph, with his pregnant wife, did as the Spirit of God told him. He was going up to Nazareth, and they would go and pay taxes. You read the story, right? Yes, sir. And they got there because there were so many people that moved into town. There was no room in the inn. The hotel was filled. Only thing we left was a barn with horses and cattle and animals. I'll say it that way. And they didn't know a king was about to show up. They didn't know Mary was carrying the greatest gift that man had ever could ever receive. If they had known it, somebody would have cleared out some room in one of those hotels. Yes, they would have. But yet, he was born in a stable. They say in a manger. And I don't think he had no electric heat, no central heat. Hallelujah. But they said the cattle was lowing. But God was, can you imagine a baby being born in a place like that? I don't think you can get any lower. Yet he was the King of Kings, the gift of God to mankind on earth. Hallelujah. And nobody knew this, but God said, I'm going to put him in the earth. Satan didn't have a clue what was going on. Hallelujah. He thought he was just another baby being born. Hallelujah. But something different about this child. Glory to God. He brought joy. Hallelujah. What did he brought joy to a broken heart. And the Bible says what? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So this morning, I'm going to read my text again. Thank you, musician. Thank you, praise team, our children. Didn't our children praise God? Amen. Do an awesome job. Amen. I'm going to read again. Let's see, I got it here somewhere if I can find it. It's on this pad somewhere. I'm going to read again our text we read last Sunday. And really, I don't know whether I'm going to do any preaching or some preaching. I'm just going to act out where it will come up. I got joy. The world didn't give it to me. I don't know what you got. But if you don't have it, I believe you're going to join me. Before we leave this premises here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You feeling kind of down this morning? Feeling like, I know, that thing not going to work out for you. Can I let you in on a little secret? Can I let you in on a little secret? It's already been worked out.